Well, hello and welcome to what would be the Sunday night supporters club podcast, but it's the Monday night supporters club podcast. I'm just sitting down, getting ready to edit the main podcast, and I thought I'd jump on as well. I should record it for you. I always try and record these on the Sunday night, but sometimes I just get really, really tired on a Sunday night. You can probably hear I'm feeling a bit bunged up. I've had this horrible cold over the weekend. That has really made me quite tired. So I thought in this podcast I'll just give you a bit of an update what I've been doing over this weekend. As I said, I woke up Friday morning with this horrible cold. It was really horrible, I've got to say. I don't like spending time in bed, really. I like to get up and do something, but wake up Friday morning, full of this cold, my muscles were achy, headache, and so on. So I pretty much spent all Friday morning in bed, drinking some Lepsip and trying to sleep it off. It kind of worked. Friday afternoon, I felt quite considerably better, actually. I managed to get out into the garden, clean the chickens, do a bit of weeding, and a bit of tending to the garden, which was really nice, actually. Really good thing to have accomplished because it felt like I hadn't lost my weekend and was starting to feel better. Still pretty tired though, I have to say. So by the time I sort of done all that, I pretty much went back to sleep. However, that paid off because Saturday morning I woke up, still not so much feeling under weather, just feeling bunged up. But I was up bright and early, headed down to the allotment for a few hours to tackle a few tasks down there. Namely, getting my garlic into the ground. It's something I always like to do around September the 20th. It's something I always do around that time every year. And it's a job that I look forward to doing every year. For me, garlic is the sign that we're getting the new crop in for the new season, the first crop of the new season. So getting the garlic in was a good job ticked off the list. It certainly feels like it feels like a huge weight has lifted. It feels like we're really making progress once again. Also harvested quite a few vegetables, apples, pears, chilies, aubergines, tomatoes, broccoli, cabbage. Came back with quite a bit of food, actually, and quite happy with that too. But it was still Saturday. Saturday morning, it was time to head off and get my new chickens, which was a place over in East Sussex. But on the way there, we decided to stop off at a open garden, public garden, somewhere we could walk Roxy the dog, spend a bit of time with the wife, look at some plants, look at some flowers, that sort of thing. It was nice. It was really nice. Place called One Garden in Brighton. I'm going to sneeze, so apologies for that. We wandered around One Garden, had a look around, but next to it was this reclamation yard. So we had a look in there and we found this really lovely antique metal garden bench with a bistro table and chairs as well. So we made a bit of a deal with the stallholders. We went back on Sunday to collect it, but of course, we had to go get our chickens first from a place and settle those into their new home. Steel and Panther are their names, combining them together to make Steel Panther. A bit of a joke, but two lovely, lovely looking chickens, I have to say. They're going to do well in our garden. And the settling in process can be a little bit noisy, but they seem to be settling in quite well now. They seem to be getting used to their surroundings. Sunday, of course, it was back to this reclaim yard to pick up our new garden furniture, which we got home. And I've got to give them a good clean at some point, as well as treat them with a bit of paint. But they look good in our garden. Also gave me the chance to check on how the chickens were settling in, which seemed to be doing really well, I've said already. But then it was on to my main task for Sunday, which was sowing the cauliflower seeds from our seed pack, from September's seed pack. So what I did is I filled up a plug plant starter tray with seed compost and dipped a hole in each plug plant about half a centimetre deep and dropped a single seed in each plug plant. Placed that in my auto pot tray inside my shed. So cauliflowers can be quite finickety. They are one of the hardest vegetables to grow, I've said time and time again. But I do find growing them over the winter, they seem to do better. The cooler months, they seem to like a little bit more. And hopefully by sowing these now, they're going to give us cauliflowers in spring. So, yeah, got them sown, placed them on the auto pot tray where we've got a constant temperature, constant moisture, and within 2 weeks, I would expect them to germinate. We'll just leave them to grow on until they start to grow nice and strongly. Then we'll start to harden them off by placing them in a cold frame and get them ready to go outside into their final positions. Now, this is really easy. You could, of course, sow them into a seed tray and then prick them out, following exactly the same way, just pricking out another process along the way. You could probably do a great number of other things should you want to along the way. But in the meantime, what we're going to do is prep the soil where they are to grow, add in organic matter, giving them a bit of a blood, fish and bone to add some fertiliser to the soil. And also, a cauliflower being a brassica, we do need to adjust the pH, so adding a bit of lime to the soil works as well. Then once the plants are hardened off, we will then just dig a hole, drop the plant in, give them a firm in, i.e. push the soil in around the roots. Cauliflower, like Brussels sprouts, they do like a firm soil. Give them a good watering to establish them, and then it's just a case of keeping them well watered, well fed, weed free, and keeping away those hungry pigeons and butterflies, and that should lead us to some good spring cabbages. It sounds easy like that. It does sound easy, but as I said, cauliflowers can be, and I just realised I just said spring cabbages, but cauliflowers can be one of the hardest vegetables to grow. I find when we grow them in the summer, they're more than likely to bolt, but by growing them in the cooler parts of the year, keeping them moist, it is much easier. And then, you know, when you get good at growing them over the winter into the spring, you can then start to adapt to that into your summer cauliflowers as well. It's all about keeping that soil moist, keeping them cool, and doing the best for them. Not that difficult when I put it like that, but as I said, one of the hardest vegetables in my mind, but you can do it. Just go give it a try. Don't forget to share some photos of how you get on. Right, I am going to go and get this podcast uploaded and get the main podcast out for you guys as well. Thank you so much, as always, for your support. We will be back on Thursday, where we're going to be sowing our green manure, something I'm going to be talking about on the main podcast tonight. So listen out for that. Right, you take care, and until next time, please take care.